in the Trika Wisdom School that hails from Kashmir. Reality is constituted by a trinity. Trika means trinity or triad. And the Christian trinity derives actually from that same model, but theirs is Shiva, Shakti, Nara, the father and the mother, and the child, the human offspring of divine consciousness. But the three are one. And are manifestations of the same principle, but in different spatio-temporal modalities of appearance. And so they use three symbols to signify these three powers of the supreme intelligence, the supreme bliss, the supreme love, the supreme light, the Satchit Ananda, another form of the same triad. And these three symbols are the sun, the moon, and the sacrificial fire. The sun, of course, is Shiva, and the sun is the means of consciousness appearing, because without the sun, there is no life possible on the planet. And the sun must remain at the proper distance from the earth so that life flourishes. If the heat increases, life is threatened. In fact, if the sun were to go nova, that would be it for the earth. And if the sun were to pull further away, the frozen remains would also not support life. So the sun is the ultimate means. The moon is Shakti, who in a sense also is the soul filled with the love of God, and the love manifesting as the light that causes her to shine, but with coolness and serenity and peace and a love that lights the paths of those in darkness. And then the fire, the sacrificial fire. One only becomes a true Nara. In the Advaita, we would even say, goes from Nara to Narayana, when the sacrificial fire of one's consciousness is fully ignited, and everything that pertains to the individual self has been sacrificed into the fire, so that the fire incinerates every trace of I, me, mine. And then the fire, in its distillation of consciousness, becomes one with the whole, with the sun, with the moon, with the cosmos. And so it is this power of fire that we are given, the fire of passion for liberation, the adoration of truth, of beauty, of goodness, of purity, of eternal creative intelligence that produces and manifests worlds, sustains them through time, and withdraws them when they have become sick and morbid back into the light, and refreshes again the power of consciousness to manifest the purity of supreme beauty. And each individual contains in microcosm the entirety of the implicate order that both lights and darkens the world at the will of God, not the will of man. And it is this power to which, when we surrender and become absorbed again back into, enables us to regain our own inherent essence from which we had fallen and forgotten and lost our way in the darkness of misidentification with matter rather than spirit. And the third eye closed to blind us to the truth of the cosmic body of God as the manifestation, all-pervading, of that perfection of beauty, even in the darkest of moments. And once all is surrendered, all identification with the body, with the name, with the history, with the narratives, with the attachments, with the sense of being an individual person in a world rather than the universal infinite self, when all of that is surrendered back into the sacrificial fire, then that infinite self becomes one with the individual, and the absolute and the relative, the transcendent and the immanent, are united. And it is this ultimate unity that brings the supreme bliss and fulfillment and graduation from the need to go through any further learning through error, any further maya, any further karma, any further path of suffering. And all becomes the perfection of the blissful self here and now, always in the creative joy of the activation of that power of the supreme intelligence as it flows through the individual instrument to create at every level those synchronicities that exemplify the perfection of the theodrama in its unfoldment of the divine revelation. And it is in this service as a manifestation and liaison of the Tao, of the intelligence of that supreme consciousness that fulfills the intention of life itself to bring the self-reflection of that infinite consciousness back from the finite so that God knows himself, herself, that self as its own cosmic manifestation. And the final unity of love that leaves no being behind or separate fills the cosmic ether with the ultimate power that returns us to the singularity. May we enjoy the privilege and the honor of serving as co-creators, as instruments of the divine intention that is manifested through annihilation and recreation, and to recognize both death and rebirth as divine, beautiful, perfect, and blissful, so that the instruments of those human naras can live in fearless, divine royalty and sustain the world again as a kingdom of heaven. It is that sanskara alone that is transferred from Kali Yuga to the new Satyuga. And this is the essence of who we are in that final unity of being and becoming. May the gift of this realization and redemption be accepted fully in your heart. May you feel the peace of the full moon shining with the light of divine love upon you, and fill you with the serenity, the peace, and the joy of having your path through the darkest age and the darkest moments of the dark night of the soul to guide you back to the ultimate light. And may you know the deeper peace of reaching that light of the new dawn and the shining of the sun within and without, in the absolute power and glory and majesty of the Supreme Sun that shines in the heart. And incinerates all that is other than light. But may you know the supreme, total peace of the sacrificial fire in which all is sacrificed, including the joy of witnessing the moon and the sun from any trace of duality or difference, but to realize that it is this sacrifice itself that is the cause of their manifestation. In the eternity of that emptiness that is infinite potency and infinite fulfillment of blissful love.